What do you call the have you ever heard of anybody cutting a field twice? Or some kind of grain or
food? Oh yeah, they cut the alfalfa's rule twice a year.
Now what do they
harvest the hay?
What do they call that? Not the first time, but the next time. What do they call that?
I don't know. That's a new one.
The second time they cut it, what do they call that? If
they're just harvesting the hay the second crop, I guess.
Okay. if we just tie it up into a... Have you ever seen wheat tied up?
Oh, yeah, bales of wheat.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it if corn's tied up?
Stack. Shucks.
If you've got these bales of wheat or these tied up balls of wheat and they're piled up together,
that's
what do you call it?
Stack. Hay stack of wheat stack. Mm-hmm. Corn stack.
If you were talking about, again, raising wheat, and you wanted to say how much you raised per acre, you'd say we raised 40 blank of wheat to an acre.
40 bushels to the acre.
Mm-hmm. What's done, say, with oats or any other kind of grain, separating grain from the rest of the stalk or whatever, what's done to separate it?
That's what you call shucking, isn't it?
I don't know. How would you say that in a sentence? Well, that's not necessary. Oats or wheat is what I'm driving at. What do you call separating corn from the husk?
Shelling corn.
Shelling corn?
Mm-hmm. I think it's called chaffing the wheat or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you would say, you and blank have to do this job.
You and me.
Okay. If they are, if you're not speaking to him, meaning a man, but just talking about him, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. If you wanted to say something that included the two of you, say you wanted to express that two of you only had to do a certain thing, you might say some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you might say that blank and blank are coming over.
John and I are coming over.
Okay. And if you didn't tell me his name and you just wanted to express that it was another man, you might say blank and blank are coming over.
Over, neighbor and I are coming over.
Mm-hmm. And if you were just referring
to a friend of mine, I would come over. Acquaintance of mine.
If you use the pronoun.
Okay, he and I'll be over about sorts of
okay. Time. If you heard a knock on the door, or if you knocked on somebody's door, they said, who's there? And they know your voice anyway.
Mm-hmm.
How would you reply? It's what?
It's Wendy.
Well, if you used a pronoun.
Oh, okay. Oh, it says me.
Okay. If